98.5 The Wire, new station for Pine Hills in Orlando. And on the phone line, Ty here.
You know what? I got to give Pine Hills, we have to go ahead and make it official. We got the legend, the one and only Professor Griff on the line from Public Enemy. What's happening, big bro? How you feeling, G?
I'm maintaining, man. You got Ty here with you, man. So
yeah,
man, y'all doing big things.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. It's a blessing to have him, but it's also, man, an honor to have you on the phone line, who've been in the trenches for what, 30 years?
Probably longer
plus
than that, bro.
30 plus.
Plus.
Yeah.
Plus.
Because yeah. I was doing what I'm doing prior to Public Enemy.
Wow. What, Griff, man, let's go back a little bit, man. Where did you get this consciousness from, man? Who influenced Professor Griff?
Well, I think coming up, you know, I'm trying to figure out, I was born in the 60s. And some people refer to it as the turbulent 60s, the revolutionary 60s.
Mm.
So coming up out of that, all the influences that would surround a young cat coming up in the hood. Of course, the posters were big at that time. And I had John Carlos and Tommy Smith on the wall, of course, from the 1968 Olympics.
Mm.
And not only that, I had, Malcolm on the wall. And, of course, the pictures from the Nation of Islam. And remember Ebony Magazine and Check Magazine?
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, so the influence was there. Not to mention that I was in the African-American Experience with Chuck D at an early age.
Mm-hmm.
And that was run by ex-Black Panthers. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, man.
I didn't know that.
I can't point to one individual that said that person was my mentor or that influenced me. It was a collection of people. It was the movement.
Yeah. So would you say an environment, a whole era?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And,
exactly.
And since that point, you've been teaching.
Well, yeah, my first getting into the idea of just kind of passing this on was a requirement and a duty. So when you say teaching, we actually lived that each one teach one. It just wasn't a slogan or a saying, something that you put on a bumper sticker or a t-shirt. We actually did it.
Wow.
Right.
But my first class I can remember was a martial arts class that I used to teach. So yeah, but inside of that, you have to go into the history of the martial arts, and you would always end up with the military geniuses. The brothers from the Mau Mau, the brothers from the Zulu that fought those wars on the continent. Yeah.
Wow. Who do Griff look up to?
You?
Come on, man.
Yo.
That way, seriously, not too many people can go to college, go to school, get an education, learn business, open up a business, and employ other Black people to do this, man. And then you in the field of communication, reaching people. Come on, bro. Don't play it down now.
Yo, I definitely feel you on that, Griff.
Wow. Woo. Wow. What an honor. But I'm a small piece of this thing. And I want, growing up, though, who were some of the people that Griff, like, gravitated to?
I was always one of those individuals, man. I was very militant-minded, so... Of course, what the Black Panther Party put down, it's very awe-inspiring for real when you really look at the magnitude of what they did. But that's on one level. On another level, you know, I barely got through high school. So when you saw people coming, brothers and sisters coming up out of, especially the men coming up out of the Nation of Islam that could speak the way they spoke, and handcuff people, I was like, wow, that's the dude I want to be.
That's right.
Knowing that Malcolm was a mere thug and a pimp, ended up in prison, and they got knowledge and stuff because of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, read the entire dictionary and roared out of prison and started handcuffing scholars. I was like, wow.
Yep.
And I'm sure it wasn't just a dictionary that done that, but it was a teaching and a movement and a spirit that did that. So then again, it was a combination of people. And of course, growing up in the martial arts, who didn't want to be Bruce Lee?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm talking about before Jackie Chan, Jet Li, before Donnie Yen and the rest of them. You know, who didn't want to be Bruce Lee?
Right. Right.
That's
wow.
right.
Yeah. Wow.
But all of that, if you throw that all up in a gumbo, it's the Professor Griff that you see now. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's deep. That's
Yo,
deep.
Paul, another thing that people don't know is that Professor Griff got rhymes, man. He got lyrics. He can spit something serious.
Oh, really? See, yeah, I heard him drop knowledge. His good orator skills.
Yes, I mean he's an MC. That's one thing that when I found out about him that I found it out and it I was shocked. I was like, yo, and he's. Man, how did you do that? How that got kept tucked in? You know,
right,
like
right.
Even though I bought that Pawns in the Game album, though. You know, I went to buy that, of course. You know,
right.
I used that period in making those albums as though I was writing or doing an audio book. It wasn't necessarily me being the best MC. I said if I could just get the information out and get people to, plus. I wasn't the one that was seeking a recording contract or a deal.
Right.
Someone else got that for me.
Right. Mm.
Wow. Wow.
I was never looking to be that cat. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Professor Griff, yeah. you have forced people to look at some of the things that are happening in society that they're not there by design. And you have forced us, me individually, to look at certain things like, okay, is this by design or this is by chance? And I appreciate you for that because I know it's not easy to deliver those type of messages. Mm. And I know that you've been up underneath the eye, you know, when you are putting out messages that is contrary to what mainstream media puts out.
Mm.
And that's why we had to honor you because you speak, you know, truth to power. Is there anything that has happened right now that's really, really getting underneath Professor Griff's skin?
Yeah, I think the disconnect of the younger soldiers that are coming into the conscious community, wanting to take the reins and be those voices and be the leaders and be the people that guide it and move it so the next generation after them can take it.
Mm.
The thing that's bothering my spirit is the fact the handling of the elders, the handling of the information, the disrespect that comes along with you claiming to be a knower.
Man.
Because this is not an easy task. So when much is given, much is required. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So if you've been blessed to be in a position to receive this information and people are embracing you and bringing you in, all of us, you know, should humble ourselves. Because there were this, you're not the first and you won't be the last. I think Smokey Robinson said it at one of these shows where they presented and honored him. He said some of these artists coming into the music industry today act as though they're it.
Mm.
Because they have this attitude like they will always be operating in the now. And he had to remind them there was somebody before you. And trust me, there will be somebody after you. Mm. So while you're here, in this brief little moment that you have, you have to treat it with respect. Else the next generation you're going to pass it back to will disrespect you.
Mm. Wow.
Wow.
That's bothering my spirit.
I feel you, Griff. That, man, you speaking out of my head, wow. Man, because I feel like, man, so, and sometimes I got to be honest. Sometimes I say, man, maybe they just ran out of that cloth. Maybe they ran out of that cloth and we looking at a whole new weave.
Mm.
And because, wow. Yeah, I totally agree, man.
Wow, thanks for that. Griff, a few more questions, man. Who do you listen to, man? What music are you listening to?
Well, to be honest with you, I've embarked on this mission with Soleil in order to put some music out so that, you know, all of our children's children will be able to look back at not only her, but myself, you, Tahir, and all the other brothers and sisters that dare to speak truth to power, look back on us and we can leave something very positive. So not trying to reinvent the wheel, I'm trying to, on the music tip, trying to stand on the shoulders of all of those brothers and sisters that have transitioned recently.
Mm.
I mean, what would be a better way to honor Maurice Wright? A man who gave us the elements and reminded us, before X-Clan,
right.
Who gave us the earth, the wind, the fire, the Natchez, and reminded us. You understand? What better way to honor him than to listen to his body of work, man, and incorporate that into what we're doing? What better way to honor Bernie Worrell on that keyboard he was on to do what he did as far as funk is concerned.
Right.
What better way to do that?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fight Dog and Prince and Michael Jackson.
Man.
And then mesh that together with what Dr. Francis Kress Welsing gave us. And then come off stage and continue to live a holistic lifestyle with what Dr. Sadie gave us.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So basically, you said
all of that together.
So basically, when this album that yourself and Soleil puts out, it's pretty much good to say that, okay, game over for a little bit. Game over for a little bit. Let's go ahead and soak this up. And are we creating a new fabric? I feel like I feel you speaking about a new cloth that we're about to present to the people.
I don't want to say new because, like the saying Pofa teaches us, we're standing in the present moving forward, but always having to go back and fetch it.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's real. I asked her the question the other day, is there anything, as far as the music is concerned, is the best music behind us? You understand? And that's the question we need to ask ourselves.
Wow.
Mm. In order to move forward, will we always have to go back? Or can we stand in the present and just move forward?
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's you just hit me with that. Is the best music behind us?
Man.
Is the best movement behind us?
Wow.
Is our best actions, our landmarks, are they behind us, or are we creating better music, better situations?
But you know something? I think the next 4 years is going to demand something different from us.
Mm.
Lyrically, musically.
Mm.
It's going to demand something different.
Indeed.
Wow. If it's produced, will it get the exposure that it deserves?
With what technology is doing, that's the last thing I'm worried about.
Good.
Because when you say exposure to them, it's a question we need to ask.
Right.
Right now, all you need is 1,000 people to follow you on Facebook.
There you go.
You get 1,000 people to pay $10 for your product.
Right.
10,000 times 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much more money you need to live off of?
Exactly. That's right.
So when you say exposure to who?
Exactly. Okay, right. First,
now solid. You got goddamn jock itch and you need it to be in a talcum powder commercial.
That's not jock itch, man.
I'm just saying.
Exactly. Well, you didn't know. We didn't know he's a comedian too, right?
Yeah. She told us. No, God.
Wow, Professor Griff on the phone line. Professor Griff, of all the projects you've been connected to, all the songs with Public Enemy, which one is your best, man, your favorite?
Woo, of course, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one song that Chuck D himself will tell you, if the set list is already written by the time I get there, Professor Griff will tell everybody in the group to make way for the Prophets of Rage, man.
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, dropping it.
Yeah, mine is Rebel Without a Pause, man. I think I lost some hearing cilia in my ear behind that song
right there.
Like, over and over.
Even when we mention what's my favorite song out of the Public Enemy catalog, and I mentioned Prophets of Rage, in the beginning of that song was the horns from Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Mmm. Wow.
All right. Wow.
Yeah, wow. Man.
Professor Griff, on the phone line, if people want to follow you, how can they follow you?
I'd rather them not follow me. I'd rather them kind of walk with me so we can get there together.
Okay. Okay.
Nice.
They want to walk with you, Professor Griff. They want to walk with you, brother.
Yeah, just come take that. I mean, like mine.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They may not want to walk with me.
Because that's a real walk.
I mean, if I had to put an adjective to it, of course, real would be cool. Mm-hmm. I could do that.
Yeah.
But it's a very serious one.
That's right.
But they could contact me at 678-557-2919. Or just go to my website, professorgriff.me.
Wow. He just gave out his telephone number.
That's right.
Wow, he real. To Orlando.
What's the site?
www.professorgriff.m as in master, E as in equality.
I want to ask you something about politics. How do you feel about what's going on in politics right now?
Well, I don't give people how I feel about politics. It either is or it's not. I don't give my opinion. So we can actually look at what's going on and just kind of make an assessment and say, okay, and then kind of move from that point forward. Politics is the science of governing people. All right? This administration that's in office right now, this is the way they decided to govern the people that call themselves Americans. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And they're fine-tuning racism and white supremacy as we speak.
Mm.
This first year with Donald Trump in office, this first year, I think it's going to be the year of deciding who he's going to put in place to pull off what he wants to pull off for the next 3 years.
Mm.
So he has to have those necessary people in place in order to do what he needs to do. So he's going to shuffle some people around, and he's going to figure out who's really white. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. That's right.
When I say that, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He's putting these people in his cabinet that want to move this agenda forward. Now, there's going to be some people that's not going to agree with it, and he's going to get rid of them by hook, crook, one way or the other.
Mm.
Wow. He's going to keep a few pets around, Amarosa and Bendover Carson.
Bendover Carson.
And that's what it's going to be.
Bang, bang.
Bendover, man.
That's
Professor
right.
Professor Griff, man.
Man down.
He hasn't changed. This is
yo,
the
man.
Minister
yo,
information,
yo,
man.
This is my big brother right here,
yes.
G.
Yes.
For real.
Puts it down, man. Professor Griff, man, anything you want to say to Orlando before we go?
I think Orlando has been blessed with a whole bunch of sunshine, man. But I want to see that on a metaphysical tip. I want to see something come up out of there that's so bright. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That will affect the rest of not only Florida, but the rest of the United States and the rest of the world, man. You know, when we mention certain places and certain people, rather, it's always associated with a place that gave birth to that person. You talk about LeBron James, you automatically think of Cleveland. There's something about Cleveland that produced a LeBron James.
Mm.
What is coming out of Orlando? You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Indeed.
And I think Orlando is grooming that vibration and that frequency that will produce that individual or that group of individuals. Or maybe it's a frequency. Maybe it's a sound. Maybe it's what you guys are doing as far as communication is concerned.
Hmm.
But we'll see. A revolution is not an event. It's a process, man. And we need to understand that.
Mm.
Wow. There
Solid.
You go. Drop
Solid.
The mic.
Solid.
My brother. It's always been good, man. And
oh, thanks, man.
I respect you. I look up to you. Your music changed my life. Your information changed my life in college.
That's right.
Gave me a sense of direction, a sense of connection. And it made me be proud to be black, brother.
Straight up.
Thank
man.
You.
Oh, give thanks.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Griff.
I think Orlando needs to know that, you know, we are not who these people say we are, man.
That's right.
But we got to show and prove that to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Knowing indeed. That Charlie Clark said we don't owe no one anything else but a... I'll let y'all figure the rest of that out.
Right. All right. Professor Griff, thank you, brother. Blessings to you, man. Take care.
I give thanks.
Peace. Whoa.
Yeah, man.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, man. All smiles, man. All smiles.
30 for 30, Orlando. Black History. Afternoon Jams. 98.5, The Wire.